fire and brimstone. Interestingly, as a side note, John in his vision writes of the fire and brimstone, which will be the second death. We all know God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah in the Old Testament with fire and brimstone. It was a prosperous land, both for the fruits it bore and the riches of its cities. You can still tour the area where these abundantly prosperous cities once were and see the remains of the divine fire. The entire area can be viewed from the top of Masada. There is nothing left but layers of ashes and brimstones about 40 to 50 feet deep. Keep in mind, this was once solid rock. For the readers that are still questioning the reality of the supernatural New Jerusalem and the fire and brimstone of the near future, we should observe some facts about the scientific and archaeologist discoveries of what took place at Sodom and Gomorrah. These cities were located on the shore of the Dead Sea next to Masada, east of Jerusalem. You can still pick up the remnants of what the Bible calls brimstone. The golf ball-sized brimstone or sulfur pellets are composed of 97.72% pure sulfur and a trace of magnesium. These brimstone balls would have burned extremely hot. Science tells us the temperatures reached about 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit and will melt stainless steel. Amazingly, these pellets are still flammable today. Such pure concentrations of sulfur have never been found to this day anywhere else in the world. These remnants of the sulfur pellets are only found on the top area of the remains of the cities, showing that they were rained down from above supernaturally. Many of these pellets crumble when walked on, leaving the obvious smell of sulfur that continually lingers in the entire area. The Bible records not only how God rained down fire and brimstone to destroy these cities, but left the ashes as a solemn warning for today to the nations that flaunt their immorality and their perversion. 2 Peter 2:6, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. It is quite convincing to the natural mind that a literal rainstorm of fire and brimstone fell upon these cities and destroyed them. There is no sign of life there to this day. The way of transgressors is hard. Proverbs 13, verses 13 through 15. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard.